I have been disappointed, Mr. President, to watch the drama unfolding over the past few weeks regarding the politicization of our justice system. Every day, as the Judiciary Committee continues its investigation, we see more revelations of how the Department of Justice may have allowed portions of the United States Attorney Corps to become a vehicle for political patronage. I am disappointed, Mr. President, that the Department of Justice may have blurred the line between the representation of President Bush as a client and the representation of the people of the United States. I would hope that as the Senate Judiciary Committee moves forward in examining the facts related to the allegations that have been raised, that the Judiciary Committee makes sure that those facts are evaluated against the standard of independence, which is at the core of the Department of Justice and the United States Attorney General. And if in fact this standard has been violated, then it is my view that Attorney General Gonzalez should in fact resign. We are a nation of laws, and we must understand that no person is above or below the law. And if we are going to be a nation of laws, we must make sure that those individuals who we repose the authority to prosecute and to enforce the laws of the United States do so in an appropriate way that meets the standards that were set forth by the United States Supreme Court. My bill would simply make it a crime to coerce or to pressure or to attempt to influence a United States attorney's decision whether to commence the investigation or prosecution of a person based on that person's race, religion, sex, national origin, political activity, or political beliefs. The United States attorneys are among the most powerful public officials in our country, making virtually unreviewable decisions about life and about death, about punishment and leniency. They make these kinds of decisions every single day all across this country. The United States attorneys must be individuals that have integrity. They must be above reproach, and they must be free from any kind of partisan political interference. Fixing the process for appointment of interim prosecutors is an important first step, no doubt. But that alone will not prevent individuals, whether from the Department of Justice or anywhere else, from attempting to influence the decision-making process of United States attorneys in an inappropriate manner. That is what my bill is designed to prevent.